for men only. The Army needs 94,480 new recruits this year. And this week, young Thai males between the ages of 21 and 29 are going to conscription centers to make sure that number is reached. Most are not going there because they want to, but because they have to. They are taking part in a lottery that many hope they will lose. That is, they will not draw the red ticket that requires them to spend the next 2 years in the Army. For the most part, there's little interest in the lottery except for the young men involved and their parents and family members. However, in recent years, there's one small group of young men that always creates attention. These are young people whose birth certificates say they are male, but who have changed considerably over the years since their births. They wear women's clothing, and many would be considered women in other countries, having undergone operations to change their gender. These transsexuals stand out as they go through the conscription process, creating awkward scenes among themselves and the young men who are already nervous about the draw. That is not a worry for the transsexuals, however. Under current military regulations, they are almost always exempted from the draft because they're considered to have a gender identity disorder, or, in the Thai sense, a gender whose condition is not consistent with the gender of birth.